RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
Your eyes are the window to your health. Time to learn more with Dr. Robert Abel Jr., the Wizard of Eyes.
Well, thanks for returning. Today we're going to talk about genes, generosity, and mitochondria. You know, in the usual segment on the Wizard of Eyes reports emails and case reports, but a couple of them are really astounding in a couple different areas. The first is one that comes out of a group called SIVA. That's a Asian group that helps people see better and treat blindness. And really, they do the job. Their mission is to make technology more affordable. And the first thing they do is make products which they can produce themselves, whether it's in India or Nepal, cheaper. So the group from SIVA bought a factory in Florida, a factory that makes intraocular lenses for cataract surgery. They broke it down, shipped it to southern India, where it was rebuilt. And the creator of this eye, a guy named Dr. Venkata Swami, who is a world-famous ophthalmologist, who became an ophthalmologist because he developed problems with arthritis and could no longer operate as an obstetrician, but he felt that eyes were the thing that would be most treatable around the world in the largest numbers. So he started Aravind Eye Hospital in southern India. And he started thinking it's like McDonald's, that he'll make a product and keep making it, and then start branching out and have other manufacturing plants. And so what happened is Dr. V started a program at Aravind Eye Hospital. I was fortunate enough to visit there about 15 years ago and found that there are 15 operating beds going at one time. They do between 200 and 1,000 cataract operations every morning. And so what happens is they train other people, but they produce a lot of results. And they figured, why not have intraocular lenses and be as good as American or Western Europe patients? And so that's why they started building these hospitals around surgical areas and intraocular lens production. So thanks to Dr. V and Aravind's manufacturing wing, the cost of an intraocular lens is $1.60 a person. The whole design is that paying patients will pay something, and so non-paying patients can get this paid for through the good graces of the rest of humanity. Phenomenal, phenomenal, and it's a creative idea can come to fruition. Well, let's go to genes. 60 years ago, we never knew what a gene was. Watson and Crick figured out the structure of DNA in 1953, or at least reported on it. And so we sort of knew there was something going on with those 23 pairs. Well, there's an activity or action, a technology called CRISPR-Cas9. We'll just call it CRISPR because it's easier. And it can actually target gene editing. So, for instance, the development of this very efficient and precise technology allows living genes to be altered without affecting the organism. Let me give you an example. Let's say you know a child can be born with a syndrome because of one gene abnormality. It would be possible using the CRISPR technique to go intrautero, change the gene so that that outcome does not happen. They feel positive that you can become a morning person if you're an evening person because there's a gene that's known for that. That if you're in a HIV positive environment, you can elicit a gene to make you HIV resistant, which 2% of people already naturally are. Your personality could be changed, or something as remote as Huntington's chorea could be altered. So this technology with CRISPR has the unusual ability to transform, or let's say superiorize, people, whether they're young people or people to be, or whether they're old people, and actually change something. For instance, let's say we have an epidemic of something like MRSA. That's methicillin-resistant staph. It's a common staph aureus that becomes resistant to many antibiotics. And two of the last ones are methicillin and vancomycin. And it's all of us resistant to methicillin. So to alter a gene against that particular bacterium so that you are resistant and don't get infected. Well, that's not so far from impossible because it can be done in other ways as well. Merck, a well-known company, has found that maybe 0.2% of nearly the 3 million molecules they looked at had any effect on bacterial growth. The background of this is we're running out of antibiotics, and that means that we can't fight common infections anymore, and then they'll become epidemic. But Merck found two compounds that successfully blocked the early stage gene and production of bacteria, meaning they couldn't reproduce anymore. So they tweaked one of these guys and found over 82% of tested MRSA bacteria strains became vulnerable to a very common antibiotic, penicillin. So the penicillin-resistant bugs got transmitted and translated into sensitivity to the common antibiotic. So you realize that you can do something that's non-toxic to host cells while changing immunity. So Terry Romer, one of the geneticists at Merck, feels that this is going to be phenomenal for targeting genetic relationships to antibiotic resistance. In other words, maybe if we are running out of antibiotics, we can run in with some common compounds. Well, that's not so far afield because there's a common fruit that can make your mitochondria better. A professor from the L'École Polytechnique in Lausanne, Switzerland, found a milestone research for anti-aging and focused on mitochondria. Mitochondria are the little workstations in the cell. They take over your protein, sugar, and carbohydrate metabolism. So they do what's necessary to stay alive. And the common fruit is none other than the pomegranate. So this ruby red fruit, ancient food of the gods, has a youthful anti-aging component. So these guys found that there's something in it called urolithin A, which can change your mitochondria. It gets rid of the bad ones and makes the good ones reproduce. So in other words, by eating pomegranates, but having good bacteria in your gut, because you need to transfer the compound that is in the pomegranate into the active form through your gut bacteria, it will be, in a sense, anti-aging. They also found that it makes your muscles more effective as well. So common fruit, good bacteria, good diet, good health leads to longer life. And a very simple thought that one everybody hopes for, but it's one that has an opportunity to extend our lives. So it comes down to those basic thoughts of what you do is who you are. And not only is it your genetics, not only is it your environment, but there's a certain amount of chance. And in that chance, you have those options to be the better person and to be a healthier person. That's one of the reasons we created iComplex CS. iComplexCS.com is where you can order it and use the promo code WIZARD and you will get a discount. So something that's good for the eyes, good for the body, but you still need the healthy bacteria in your gut and healthy eyes. I'm Dr. Rob Abel, the Wizard of Eyes on RadioMD.com. For more information on this segment or any of my segments, visit my show page at RadioMD.com. Thank you for thinking well, eating well, and please stay well.